Why Do They Hate Us, Part 2, or is it 3, or 4? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Again, there's a big debate over why Muslims are burning the American flag. But what are we really seeing? We're seeing groups of angry young men who obviously have a lot of spare time burning the American flag. And groups of angry young men with a lot of spare time committing mayhem is not a Muslim phenomenon. It's a human phenomenon. You get enough angry young men together and there'll always be something that'll set them off. And it tends to be the usual malcontents. But in Muslim countries with healthy economies, sanity tends to win out. In Jakarta, Indonesia, huge Muslim population. The most violent demonstrators were from the ultra-conservative Islamic Defenders Front, which usually specializes in attacking transsexuals in nightclubs. But British reporter Aubrey Belford in Jakarta says most Muslim clerics sat this one out.
The response from most Muslim clerics here is just to ignore it. Even from some conservative and otherwise quite intolerant clerics, the idea is that even if you're going to go and protest, don't do it violently.
Indonesian young men have jobs to go to. What I don't get is that some people really think we can control this. We've already tried nation building in two predominantly Muslim countries, and we learned two things. It's expensive, and it doesn't work. And as for some other magical policy to get them to somehow trust the U.S. government, polls show that we Americans don't trust the U.S. government. A CNN poll last year pegged trust in the federal government at 15%. I fear we may just have to suck it up and accept that our government is not universally loved. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.